This morning, I'd like to begin our look in God's Word by reading a familiar passage, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 8 down to verse 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Many years ago, there was a news story about a young boy in Chicago who went up to a Santa Claus on the street. Being a little mischievous, the boy yanked Santa's fake beard and let it snap back against his face. The beard smacked Santa. Surprised and annoyed, Santa hurled his bell that he was ringing at the boy who had started running away. The bell missed the boy, but it hit another boy who was nearby on the head. The father of that second boy was so furious, he started into a scuffle with Santa Claus right there on the street, knocking him to the ground. Finally, a policeman turned a corner and saw what was going on and broke up the fight. Santa finished the night in jail, and the two others went to the hospital. Doesn't seem like they were the very best examples of peace on earth. And while this might be a bit of an extreme example, the reality is that peace is so often elusive. It's hard to get a hold of. It certainly is on a global scale, what with all the wars and rumors of war and acts of terrorism and threats. Peace is also elusive much closer to home. Siblings that won't get along. Husbands and wives that are having problems, parents and children, co-workers. It seems that so many relationships are marked with turmoil, not peace. And of course, that leads to peace being elusive in our own heart and life, in our own personal lives. We are a troubled people by and large. For many folks, peace is something they can only dream about. Maybe you're one of them. Almost certainly there are people in your lives who are walking around with more pain than peace. People for whom things have gone wrong, terribly wrong, so wrong. Oftentimes there is more turmoil than peace. You could name many examples: illness, breakdowns, breakups, financial stress, addictions, mental health, uncertainty, anxieties. And then when you add Christmas into the mix, with all of its added demands and pressures and so forth, you begin to wonder if there's really any such thing as peace on earth. Well, long before Jesus was born, and we read the scriptures about his birth a moment ago, one of the titles that was given to Jesus, as prophesied by Isaiah, was that Jesus would be called the Prince of Peace. It was in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It was quoted here and repeated essentially by the angels in Luke chapter 2, verse 14, that Jesus would be the Prince of Peace. He would bring peace. And when you look at all the trouble in our world, you might be tempted to think that perhaps Isaiah was wrong. Maybe he missed it. Maybe it's for another time. There is no peace. I mean, just turn on the news, as I said, and you will see evidence of that. So this morning, I'd like for us to consider the question of what it means that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. What implications does that have for us today in our world? And the thing we need to understand, as much as we'd like it, Jesus didn't come to this earth to put an end to political strife. That would be nice. That's what the people faced in Jesus' day as well. He came to put an end to the inward strife that we deal with. To put it another way, the peace that Jesus brings, the peace that the angels sang about when Jesus was born, was not about the absence of war, but the restoration of relationship with God. It's about coming to that place in our lives when we are aligned with God, when we are at peace with God. That is the most important peace we can seek and find. We know the opposite is true, don't we? When we are at odds with God, we are not going to be at peace. There will be inner turmoil. There will be inner conflict. There will be anything but peace. Kind of like what I talked about last week when I was a youngster. If I didn't listen to my parents, if I didn't obey them, then something was wrong within me. I wouldn't have that peace. The problem wasn't my parents. The problem was with me. I was the problem. My actions, my attitude, my choices robbed me of my peace with my parents if I went against their wishes. When there is friction in a relationship, you know it, there is no peace. It's true. Oftentimes, when someone asks me, how am I doing? I often respond with a lot of enthusiasm. I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. And people have been starting to comment about that. You know, what's going on with you? You're always so enthusiastic. And I do mean that. But that doesn't mean that I don't have problems. That doesn't mean that everything is perfect in my life. It doesn't mean that I'm always smiling. Just ask my wife. No, better yet, don't ask my wife. Let's not go there. When I say I'm doing great, when I say I'm doing fantastic, what I mean is that there is a peace in my heart and mind. It doesn't mean that all my circumstances are A1 perfect. In particular, I am at peace with the people in my life. My wife, my children, our family here at the church. It's a wonderful blessing. I know other people, some very close to me, some close to you, I'm sure, who don't have that blessing. They are in turmoil in their relationships. They have little or no peace. And that's sad. That's not the way it should be. I grieve for those who are in such a place. Broken Relationships are some of the hardest things that people will ever have to deal with. But here's the point. I use that only as an example. If our human relationships are the basis for peace, and I believe they are, then how much more will our relationship with our Heavenly Father be the basis for peace within us? Think about it. It's true. It makes sense. We were created. We were designed to be in relationship with God. That's what makes sin so devastating. Because it moves us away from God. If we're not in that right place, in that right relationship with God, you can try anything and everything. And unfortunately, sometimes people do. But it's not going to bring you peace. Not your job, not money, not people, not drugs or alcohol, not your house, not your gadgets, not the latest and the greatest. Nothing is going to bring you deep inner peace. In Luke chapter 2, we read it earlier, it says that when Jesus was born, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Peace is a gift from God, a blessing that we receive when we are in a right relationship with him. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 sheds some light and offers a further explanation. It says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Did you see that? We get our peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ when we've been justified by faith. We are justified by faith when we put our faith in Jesus. Simply put, we cannot have peace with God without the work of Jesus in our lives. It's not enough to say, "I believe God exists." We need the work of Jesus, his grace, his forgiveness within us. Because of our sin, our relationship is broken. Our relationship with God. I mean, just look at Adam and Eve. If you want to go back to the beginning, they sinned and they messed up their relationship with God. Before they sinned, they were at peace. They were at peace with God. They were comfortable. They were unashamed. They had no reason to hide. Things are great. God walked among them. It was awesome. But all that changed because of sin. And what happened is sin broke relationship. The good news that we celebrated Christmas and all year long, really, is that Jesus came to restore relationship and thereby bring us peace. Jesus came and took our sin upon himself so that we have the opportunity to be restored in our relationship with God. The Bible says, "Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." You see that? That's relationship restored. They're in the family. They're children of God. Or as Paul put it to the Romans, we read earlier, since we have been justified by faith, because we have been justified by faith, because of the work of Christ, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The message today is really simple. If we want peace, deep inner peace, we need to know God. It's as simple as that. I've seen a statement that went something like this. It said, know God, no peace. Know God, and no peace. Either way you spell it, it's true. We're never going to find peace by creating laws. We're never going to find peace by creating perfect conditions for us here on earth. Those are good things, to be sure. Don't get me wrong. I'm not speaking against that. We should pursue those as well. But we're only going to find peace, true inner peace, when we encounter the Prince of Peace in our lives, Jesus, who came to bring us into that right place with our Heavenly Father. Today, the morning of Christmas Eve, this could be the day when you encounter true, deep peace. Peace, it isn't being someone who has all the things of this world. It isn't mean that we don't have any problems. Peace is being in that right place with God and trusting Him with our problems. Peace doesn't have to be just a pipe dream. It can be a reality in our lives. God's gift of peace. It is a beautiful gift. God wants to give it. How do we receive it? I want to suggest very quickly, and I'm not going to elaborate on this, just very quickly, how do we find that peace? Number one, as I've alluded to, you need to be at peace with God. You just do. If you don't deal with this, if you are not in a right place with your Heavenly Father, you're not going to find peace. How do you come to that place? I read the scripture. It's through our relationship with Jesus. Jesus is the mediator between God and man. Simply put, you need to receive Christ in your heart and life. We need to repent, turn around from where we were heading in our lives and turn to follow Him. If we want peace, first and foremost, priority one, is we need to be in that right relationship with God. We can't do it on our own. We cannot. That's why we need Jesus, who took our sin to restore us to the Heavenly Father, to bring us to that place of peace. My friends, that is issue number one. We need that. We need that. And secondly, once we're there, we need to try to be at peace with the people around us. I know that's not always easy. It's not. We can preach all kinds of sermons about that, and I've covered some of it in other times, but we just need to make sure we don't make a big deal out of insignificant or little things. Romans chapter 12, verse 18 says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. We get all excited and this is mine, this is mine, this is my right, this is, and we end up all frustrated and losing our peace. And thirdly, when it isn't in your hands, and a lot of things are not, when it isn't in your hands, let it go into God's hands. The people that you care about, the people that you're praying about, the people that you've wept for, the people who are on your heart and mind, they are also God's children. They are also in His hands, and He will deal with it. Doesn't mean we don't care, we don't pray, we don't anything else, but we trust God with them. We put them in His hands, knowing that He'll watch over them. He has them, and we can trust Him with it. Peace. But it begins with our relationship with God, with our own personal relationship with God. It is a gift. It is a gift to us through Jesus Christ. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save us, to bring us to that place where we are at peace. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. It's His gift to you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, oh my, I just know how difficult it is for us to be a people at peace. There is just so much in our lives and in our world and around us and within ourselves, Lord, that does often lead us in turmoil. And yet, Lord God, I pray that today, that we would be a people, Lord, who would look to You, that we would trust You, Lord God, with the people in our lives that might be a concern. We pray, Father God, that you would just be with us, Lord, as we deal with people in our lives who would make life difficult, perhaps. And Lord, most of all, may we be a people who have found peace with You, not because of our righteousness, not because of what we've done, but peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that comes from You, that we receive when we are at rest within our soul, when we are aligned with You, Lord God. And I pray this morning, Lord, that if there's anyone here this morning, today, now, on Christmas Eve, that is feeling, that they know in their heart that they are not at that right place with You. I don't know what that is. I don't need to know. But Lord God, if there is such persons, and Lord, the truth is there probably are. Father God, I pray that You would help us to in the quietness of this place, just to kneel before You in our heart and submit to You and say, Lord God, I want to be right with You. I want to be in that right place. I've tried perhaps and I've failed and I can't seem to do it. And Lord, I pray that Your grace would be upon Your people today, Lord, that they may be able to put their trust in You and say, Lord Jesus, take this area of my life that has been a challenge. And Lord, I give it to You. I submit it to You. Lord, take my life and make it Yours. Receive me as Your own, Lord God. Father God, I come to You in faith. And Lord, I pray that as we seek You today, as we come to You today, Lord, that we would receive Your peace, the gift of relationship, restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. What a blessing. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.